Welcome to Time Audio. Enjoy. Hearsay. Review of admissibility of hearsay evidence under Federal Rules of Evidence 807, formerly 804B, 5 residual unavailable witness exception, abuse of discretion. A hearsay statement is admissible under Rule 807, formerly 804B, 5, if the proponent can demonstrate the declarant is unavailable and the statement contains circumstantial guarantees of trustworthiness equivalent to those inherent in the more specific exceptions provided under Rule 804B, 1 through 4. The facts that the district court should consider in assessing the trustworthiness of hearsay testimony include, 1, the character of the witness for truthfulness and honesty, and the availability of evidence on the issue, 2, whether the testimony was given voluntarily, under oath, subject to cross-examination, and a penalty for perjury. 3. The witness relationship with both the defendant and the government and his motivation to testify. 4. The extent to which the witness testimony reflects his personal knowledge. 5. Whether the witness ever recants his testimony. 6. The existence of corroborating evidence. And 7. The reasons for the witness unavailability. United States v. Bradley, 145F.3D 889-894, 7th Sir. 1998. This list of factors is neither exhaustive nor absolute, and each case must be analyzed on its own facts. Test to determine whether statement is not hearsay because it is offered to rebut a charge of recent fabrication. 1. The declarant testifies at trial and is subject to cross-examination. 2. The prior statement is consistent with the declarant's trial testimony. 3. The statement is offered to rebut an express or implied charge of recent fabrication or improper motive. And 4. The statement was made before the declarant had a motive to fabricate. If the full requirements are not met, then the testimony is presumed to be inadmissible hearsay. A police officer or government agent may reconstruct the steps taken in a criminal investigation, may testify about his contact with an informant, and may describe the events leading up to a defendant's arrest, but the officer's testimony must be limited to the fact that he spoke to an informant without disclosing the substance of that conversation. Hearsay testimony about an informant's tip containing a specific charge of criminality can be extremely prejudicial because the jury may believe the testimony without any guarantee that it represents the truth. Review of district court findings under Rule 801D, 2E, admission of co-conspirators' statements, based on pretrial Santiago proffers, clear error. Under Santiago and its progeny, in order to allow the admission of co-conspirators' statements, the government must show, by a preponderance of the evidence, that a conspiracy existed, that the defendant and the declarant were members of that conspiracy, and that the statements sought to be admitted were made during and in furtherance of that conspiracy. Review of district court's determination that a conspiracy existed by a preponderance of the evidence, clear error. While hearsay may support the existence of a conspiracy in part, the Court of Appeals requires more than the statements of the conspirators themselves to show a conspiracy. In addition to hearsay statements, the testimony of non-conspirators or corroboration of facts contained in the statements of the conspirators may combine to show a conspiracy. Under Rule 803-2, a hearsay statement may be introduced into evidence as an exited utterance only if, 1, a startling event occurred, 2, the declarant makes the statement while under the stress of excitement caused by the startling event, and, 3, the declarant's statement relates to the startling event. To conclude that a declarant made a statement while under the stress of excitement caused by the event, the court must be able to determine that the declarant's state at the time the declaration was made excluded the possibility of conscious reflection. The length of time between the startling event and when the statement was made is not dispositive of whether the declarant uttered the statement while still under the stress of excitement caused by the startling event. To show a statement is an excited utterance, a proponent must show that the statement was made under such circumstances and so recently after the occurrence of the transaction as to preclude the idea of reflection or deliberation. Review of district court's application of the business record exception to the hearsay rule, abuse of discretion. A party establishes a foundation for admission of business records when it demonstrates through the testimony of a qualified witness that the records were kept in the course of a regularly conducted business activity, and that it was the regular practice of that business to make records. Under the business record exception, a qualified witness does not need to be the person who prepared the records or of personal knowledge of the information contained, but the witness must have knowledge of the procedure by which the records were created. Under Rule 803.24, a hearsay statement must meet 5 requirements to be admissible: 1, circumstantial guarantees of trustworthiness; 2, materiality; 3, probative value; 4, the interests of justice; and 5. Notice. The district court's finding that a statement is trustworthy is critical to the admission of a hearsay statement under 803.24. Review of district court's determination of whether hearsay statement contains the necessary circumstantial guarantees of trustworthiness to be admitted, clear and prejudicial error of judgment. Out-of-court statements are generally inadmissible because they are presumed to be unreliable. The proponent of hearsay evidence must rebut the presumption of unreliability by appropriate proof of trustworthiness. The test to determine whether a statement is sufficiently reliable for purposes of Rule 803.24 includes the following non-exhaustive factors: 1. The probable motivation of the declarant in making the statement, 2. The circumstances under which it was made, and 3. The knowledge and qualifications of the declarant. The physical and mental condition of the declarant at the time a statement is made can be grounds for excluding the hearsay statement as inherently untrustworthy. Federal Rules of Evidence 804b.3. Under Rule 804b.3, a hearsay statement may be admitted only if: 1. The declarant's statements were against the declarant's interest. 2. Corroborating circumstances exist which clearly indicate the trustworthiness of the declarant's statement. And 3. The declarant is unavailable as a witness. Review of a district court's determination of the trustworthiness of an out-of-court statement, clearly erroneous. Rule 804b.3 requires the exclusion of out-of-court statements offered to exculpate the accused unless there are corroborating circumstances that clearly indicate the trustworthiness of the statement. Due process hearsay exception. Where circumstances reveal confessions to be reliable, the defendant's due process rights are violated when those confessions are not allowed into evidence because they are hearsay. In Chambers, the circumstances which provided considerable assurance of reliability included: 1. Each statement was made spontaneously to a close acquaintance shortly after the murder had occurred. 2. Each statement was corroborated by some other evidence in the case, whether it was the declarant's sworn confession, eyewitness testimony, or evidence linking the declarant to the murder weapon. 3. Each statement was against declarant's interest. And 4. The declarant was available to be cross-examined under oath about his out-of-court statements. In Green v. Georgia, the Supreme Court also admitted hearsay statements because they were sufficiently reliable based on the following factors: 1. The declarant made the statement spontaneously to a close friend. 2. There was ample evidence corroborating the confession. 3. The statement was against interest. 4. The government considered the testimony sufficiently reliable to use against the co-defendant. The district court must allow defendants to put reliable third-party confessions before the jury, despite the hearsay, when necessary to assist in separating the guilty from the innocent. The Seventh Circuit has understood Chambers and Green as establishing the rule that if the defendant tenders vital evidence, the judge cannot refuse to admit it without giving a better reason than it is hearsay. Where the government does in fact introduce a statement at trial and uses it to secure a conviction against the declarant, a court should not later preclude a co-defendant from offering that statement in his trial merely on the basis that the statement is hearsay. Evidence procedure. Review of determination of whether a defendant has shown cause for failure to file a timely notice of intent to call an expert witness. Fed.R. Crim.P. 12.2b, abuse of discretion. The Court of Appeals reviews a district court's decision to bar surrebuttal testimony for an abuse of discretion. Great deference is accorded to the discretion and judgment of the trial court to grant or deny a party's motion for rebuttal or surrebuttal testimony.